This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company again is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and you protect your nest egg. We talk about estate, retirement planning, taxes, and a bunch more, folks. We also try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Is that possible in this market? And we have a major announcement. We've been talking about our book. It just came out. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. So what do we do here, and why should you be listening? Well, I'm airing this on Thursday. Actually, it's probably Friday morning now, 12:06, which you'll listen to it on Saturday from 11 to 12. But the economic report does not look good. So we're going to talk about the economy, unemployment, the GDP, markets, taxes, and then stay to the end, folks, a little bit of politics. So let me give you some contact information. And what do we do? Well, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony Heights, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio, between my daughter and myself, now close to 70 years, folks. That's right, 70 years. I'm a master certified estate planner. She's a certified estate planner. So our toll-free number is 800. So if you'd like to get on our calendar, it's a good time to set up a 15-minute consultation. Or if you'd like to come in person, toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you're driving, when you get back to your computer, just think about Legacy Financial. I went and checked that out. Google it, Legacy Financial. You'll see the contact information all over the place, and you'll be able to get a hold of us. Also, you'll see a picture of our building. But our website's leaveatlegacy.com. When you go there, you can spend literally hours of free information, educational information, not sales pitch, but educational information. In fact, we have on-demand seminars, six of them. They're 24 hours a day. We got flip books. Let me just tell you about these on-demand seminars. Social Security is a hot topic, and you should treat that like an asset. My daughter is probably the only advisor in Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio that I think ever worked for the Social Security office. So that's an important topic. So the on-demand seminars, you go to leaveatlegacy.com, and on those demand seminars, you'll see one on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? How would you like to know when the date you can retire? Would you like to know about that? Well, we have some information that can help you along that. If you'd like to set up a 15-minute call just to get a rough idea, it's an eye-opener. I think most people would like to know, can they retire on a certain day, and will they have enough money, especially in this economy? So we have a mini-seminar on retire readiness. One's on Social Security. One is on a paycheck for life called guaranteed income. That should be part of your planning unless you've got a lot of money. But most people, besides the Social Security, would like to have a paycheck. And if you happen to be fortunate enough, have a pension. But they want a predictable money that can come into the household regardless if they die or their wife, that's going to be there every single month. So there's a mini seminar on that called guaranteed income. One on how to have a tax-free retirement. And if you don't think taxes are going up, folks, go to usdebtclock.org. I think most people know that December 31st, before this corona hit, It was already scheduled December 31st, 2025, to go back where it was. So, and by the way, if Joey, Uncle Joe gets in there, when I'm praying he doesn't, we'll talk more about that when we get closer to the election. It's a disaster. You can go to his website and check it out now. So you just might as well sign your paychecks over. Not quite that bad, but it's pretty bad. So go to his, check it out, Joey Biden's tax program. There's also, so how to have a tax-free retirement, Social Security, are you ready to retire? Guaranteed income, as we call Paycheck for Life. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys, and one's on women in wealth. But there's a lot of other information on flip books, all kind of things. You literally spend hours. Also, taxes. We have one called the EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com, and we have InnovationTaxService.com. So taxes should be, you know, I think most people would like to reduce their taxes legally. There's two things we don't do here at Legacy Financial Strategies, folks. One is Willie Nelson strategies. I can't sing. And we don't do Ponzi schemes. So if you're looking for those, you're on your own. But you name the investment or savings, we probably have it. I can't say everything. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But one of the things you should be planning for, and most people don't want to talk about, is protecting your assets from a catastrophic illness and a Medicaid spend down. That's the one that could wipe you out. If you're a veteran, we got programs for that. But do you have a lazy asset, I call lazy, money market, money in a checking account, hardly earning any money, or money in a money market credit union or non-qualified mutual fund? You might be able to use that asset as double duty. So if you need in-home care, assisted living care, or nursing home care, and this strategy pays you a reasonable rate of return, kind of like a little bit better than a CD, and it'll double or triple your asset if you have need care, in-home, assisted living care, or nursing home. And also there's a death benefit if you don't use it. So there's all kinds of strategies, folks. That's one asset that you should be part of your portfolio. We also do tax planning. We've got about 40 more extensions. But here's the big thing, tax planning. There's a lot of firms, H&R Block and Liberty, but I don't think they do tax planning. In fact, there's a lot of even CPA firms. They might do some. We work with CPAs. So we got a lot of connections throughout the country, and I don't care how complicated or how much net worth you have, we have plenty of strategies. One, by the way, this is a strategy, besides these opportunity tax zones, which you may not be aware of, how about this strategy, an installment sale, where you can reduce your taxes dramatically on any capital gains. You know, if you had a piece of property, say you had a commercial real estate piece of property, it's worth $5 million, and let's say it's the cost basis means what you paid for it is $1 million, plus you might even paid a little bit more than that, but you've depreciated it down. Well, if you sell that asset, you've had it, of course, longer than a year, that's a long-term capital gain, you could pay zero. Well, most people are not going to pay zero in that kind of net worth, but you could be paying 15%, 20%. And then you have the Medicare tax, known as the Obamacare tax, as some people refer to as 3.8. Then the part you depreciate is recaptured at 25%. Then guess what you have? You have state tax 3.07 in Pennsylvania. In Ohio, it's anywhere from 0 to 7%. Then you have maybe some real estate commissions. How would you like to... Actually, there's some strategy inside this. You could actually get rid of all of that. Is that possible? This is something not at Willie Nelson strategy, folks. It's an installment. So I give you the tax code number, but I want you to call me to learn more about that. It's mainstream, kind of black letter law. It's been around for 20-some years. It's not a charitable remainder trust. It's a different program altogether. It's not a 1031 exchange, Delaware, that type of thing. It's not one of those things. So if you'd like more information, give us a call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So you should be doing some tax planning now, 800-264-4963. And then we work with LLR attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania regarding wills, trusts, power of attorneys. That's called estate planning. And then you name the investment or the savings. We probably haven't. I like to describe it compared to a traffic light. There's yellow, green, and red money. Yellow is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. You should have, depending on the individual, anywhere from 3 months to a year. Of course, the plus of those, it's very liquid. And you get your hands on it right away, relatively safe. The disadvantage is you got to pay tax on something you're not maybe using, and it doesn't earn very much. Then you have red money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, gold, silver, you know, variable annuities, anything go up or down. And we have a division in our company that handles that kind of information. And then green money, where you can't lose money due to market conditions. Those would be long-term CDs. Those would be savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. So you can't lose due to market conditions. You could, if you surrender early, possibly could lose some money. So we're going to talk about later on some misconceptions about annuity. Some people hate the word annuity. And when you ask them how it works, and they'll say, I don't know. Or they'll have some misconception about it. So we'll talk about that. We haven't talked about that in a long time. And then we're come back. We're going to talk about the GDP, which just happened. We'll talk about our book called Pillars of Success by Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and David Gallner, and other business professionals from around the world. And I'll tell you the topic that we wrote about. I've talked about in the past, but we have the book. We can autograph it, send it out to you. We'll even pay the shipping for you. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. It's from the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So this report came out on Thursday. That's July 30th. Second quarter GDP, gross domestic product, measure of all goods and services. You ready for this? If you haven't heard about it, you should. Plunges 32.9%, worst decline on record. You know, folks, it was just 4 months ago, we were humming right along, about 3%, 2.5%, 3.2%. Things were hunky-dory. 32.9%, worst decline on record. The BNY Mellon Investment Management Chief Strategist Alyssa Levine discusses where the market is finding its footing as small-cap stocks begin to outperform large-cap stocks. And it says the U.S. economy shrank in a dizzy and rounded off to 33% annual rate in April, June, and quarter. By far, the worst quarterly plunges ever. When the viral outbreak shut down businesses, throwing tens of millions out of work and sending unemployment to 14.7%. And there was record, again, not record, but 1.4 million filed for unemployment. That record, that 14.7 seems awful low to me. But I should check that out to see how they come up with that number. But it seems like it's much higher than that. So what does that mean to you? Is that going to affect you? I think it's time to get a second opinion, whether it's from me or someone else, folks. And if you don't want to come to the office, that's fine. You can do a phone call. If you're not computer savvy, we can do it on the phone. It's very easy to do it on the phone. We can send you reports, mail them to you. If you happen to have email, we can send them to you. There's all kind of ways of doing it. But the first thing I would say is set up a 15-minute phone call. And if it's a good fit, we're going to talk about how we can do a program, send a report out to you. Do you have enough money to last you, and if you're married, you and your spouse? Not a maybe. You have to know for sure. And we're going to be talking about some other strategies here, but, you know, is it worth it to try to squeeze out? You know, the market went down, and then it's back up, not quite all the way. It depends on the NASDAQ it is. Are you trying to squeeze an extra 1, 2, 3, 4%? You may not be aware there's other strategies that you don't have to participate in the downside at all. You can participate in a good portion of the upside, but none of the downside. So you might ask me a question. You worked 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, 50 years to accumulate that? No, you didn't. You worked day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year to accumulate that. Is it worth it to try to squeeze an extra 1 or 2%? Is it worth it? That's a question you have to ask it. Now, we have a division in our company. We handle that kind of information, and we can try to minimize that. We have strategic, and we have tactical. But that question is to you. If you'd like to learn more about how we do it and what other strategy we have, give us a call. You know, last quarter drop followed a 5% fall in January and March, quarter during which the economy officially entered a recession. Because remember, definitions when two quarters either stay the same or decline. Ending an 11-year economic expansion, the longest on record in the United States. The contraction last quarter was driven by deep pullback in consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of economic activity. Spending by consumers collapsed at 34% annual rate as travel all but froze and shutdown orders forced many restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, and other retail establishments to close. You know, many of those businesses, unfortunately, are probably going to go bankrupt. Business investment and residential housing also suffered sharp declines last quarter. Government spending, diminished by loss of revenue that forced layoffs, also fell. The job market, the most important pillar to the economy, has been severely damaged. Tens of millions of jobs vanished in the recession. More than 1 million laid off people have applied for unemployment benefits for 18 straight weeks. So far, about one-third of the lost jobs have been recovered, but the resurgent virus will likely slow further gains in the job market. So what's your plan? Do you have a plan, a written plan? Now, good news is the heroes and the healers plan probably will be coming out might toward the end of next week, but probably at least by August 7th, because that's on a Friday. That's when they recess. They're talking about, you know, $1,200, depends on your income. They're talking about the same as before, $75,000 to $100,000. If you make more than $75,000 single, for every $100 you make over, you lose $5. Married couple, $150,000. And if you make anything over $150,000 up to $200,000, then you, for every dollar over $150,000, you lose $5 on that. And if you have some kids, you might even get up to $212,000. $1,200 per person. The kids are still fighting over that. $500 was last time. You know, talking about getting $1,200 for the dependents. We'll see if that transpires. Also, for anybody who's business, the EIDL program, the EIDL program, you know, they had $20 million for the grants. They still got more money in the kitty, but they got another $100 billion just for the grants alone. So stay tuned. They got several congressmen that are signing on to this, that if you're a business, if you got 1,000 per employee and you only got one or two, you could be getting your full $10,000. There's both bipartisan support for that. Also some travel, some student loans, hazard pay, we don't know yet. So stay tuned. We'll have more information on that. But that's just a small. Also, the for those who are laid off, the FPUC, you may not be getting the $600, maybe you will, but it'll be something on top of your state. But it's a tough situation. So I'm not a big person for spending money, but this situation, we definitely need it. We definitely need it. How much? I don't have all the details, but you know, we'll pay the price later, especially for people with money. But guess what? You want to come to us? Because we have strategies tax planning. Most of your brokers that you work with aren't allowed to give tax advice. We have a tax practice. We've had it for a number of years. But we do tax planning. So if you think taxes are going up and you got a lot of these ticking time bombs called IRA, 401ks, 453 plans, thrift programs, profit sharing programs, simple IRAs, KIOs, etc., you might be interested in a strategy how to minimize that tax. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about our book now. We're going to talk about a strategy. I know you might probably want to turn the dial when you hear the word annuities. I hate annuities. Well, I hate annuities too. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Do you hate hammers and shovels? Well, I hate both of them because I don't do any of that stuff anymore, but I don't like either one of them. But if you needed a tool and you needed a pound of nail, I think you would probably rather use a hammer than a shovel. And if you had to dig a hole, I don't care if you hate shovels, I think you'd rather use a shovel and a pick than you would a nail. Just a thought. So try to keep open mind. There's pros and cons of every investment or strategy out there. Remember I said pros and cons. We are fiduciaries. We give you the pros and cons. So the book. Let me talk about the book. We have them in stock. There's no charge, no shipping. Pillars of Success. On the front cover, I'm looking at Jack Canfield, my daughter Sherry Marini, and myself. And it's written by Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and David Gall, and other business professionals around the world. And we have chapter 13. That's an easy to remember. We've talked about this in the past. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I want you to get the book. We reduce taxes by 50%, almost 100% of the time. Well, obviously, if you're not paying taxes or you pay very little, we can't help that. But if you're a business person and you got these ticking time bombs, we definitely can put a huge dent in there. And remember I said we do not do Willie Nelson strategies. We got lots of different strategies. And we explain the pros and cons. So this is a hardback book. It's 161 pages. And let's give you some of the topics in it. Or the path to guarantee success. That's why it's called Pillars of Success. Living your truest life from within. The secrets to a living fantastic life. Apply nature's way. Put yourself in the driver's seat. Is there an ultimate secret to success? Training for entrepreneurial success. So again, if you call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, we'll pay the shipping. It's a hardback book. We'll autograph for you. If you're driving, just go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So when we come back, we're going to talk about addressing the top misconceptions about annuities. If you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, I want to send this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound
financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So if you didn't get that number, I'm going to give it to you again so you can get that book called Pillars of Success with Jack Canfield, my daughter, Sherry Marini, and myself and some other people wrote this book. It's over 160-some pages. It's a hardback book. We'll ship it to you. We'll pay the shipping. We'll autograph the book for you, no charge at all. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. Has all our contact information, leavealegacy.com. So in this segment, we're going to talk about addressing the top misconceptions about annuities. Now, there's all types of annuities, folks. Just like shoes. You go to a shoe store, is there one shoe, one size for everybody? No, they have different shoes. So everything has pros and cons. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Maybe some of you shouldn't own any of these. Some of you should own a whole bunch of this. So everybody is different. So you may have encountered several myths and misunderstandings when having a conversation. At least I have. With clients, you may have had talking to your neighbors or so forth about retirement planning and annuities. Usually the first thing I like to do is ask him, what do you know about them? Just like the people when they ask me, I don't believe in the Bible. And I'll say to them, have you ever read it? And invariably, you know, most people say, no, I haven't. Or they'll say, there's contradictions in the Bible. And I say, well, give me some examples. And they can't. Or sometimes people say annuities are no good. And I say, well, how does that work? And they usually can't verbalize it. Or they'll say some comments which are not true. This guide, I have a guide. You can get this report, no charge. I'll be glad to email to you or mail to you. It's helped to dispel some of the most common misconceptions in the marketplace and reveal the reality and advantages of these products. Misconceptions. Annuities are very complicated and difficult to understand. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever read a prospectus for a mutual fund? I bet most people listening have never read it. And if they have, I'd like to have a conversation about to explain some of the things that are in it. So truth is, while the mechanics behind annuity products have several moving parts as a concept, annuities are pretty straightforward. In exchange for a payment of premium, an insurance company will provide a series of income payments. That's one of the strategies of Paycheck for Life, a guaranteed predictable income. That's one type of annuity. Annuity can also provide financial protection against the risk of living too long or running out of money. Annuities offer protection of clients' principal, tax deferral, guaranteed lifetime income, and estate advantages. You can be very valuable in helping with the understanding of the basic of annuity and how it might be a good addition to your portfolio. If it isn't, we give you the pros and cons. If not, folks, we take it off the table. It makes no difference to me. Some people say you like annuities because you make more money. That couldn't be further from the truth. Up front, first year, you make more money on most of the ones. But over a 10 or 15-year period, in fact, even less than 10 period, usually like 6 or 7 years, you'll make way, way more money on managed money, folks, than you will on annuity. Truth, annuities are not safe. Is that true? Since annuities are insurance products, they are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of issuing insurance carrier. With fixed annuities, there's no loss of principal due to market downturns and can be a solution that provides guaranteed credit interest and lifetime income. Does that concern you? If it doesn't, maybe these aren't the vehicle for you.
On some other people, they might be. As with any contract, it's important to abide by the terms of contract. You'll want to speak. I'm going to want to speak to each one on early withdrawals if you take too much out, because a lot of them carry surrender charges. But most of them, you can take out anywhere from 5 to 10%. You can take any amount you want, but if you take over more than 5 to 10%, then some of the cut carriers might charge a surrender charge on the excess amount. So this is not something you want to put all your money in as well. Remember I talked about yellow, green, and red money. Annuities are full of hidden charges. Now, variable annuities have a lot of charges in the prospectus, but most fixed annuities and index annuities do not. Truth is, fixed index annuities are insurance products which have the ability to guarantee an income stream throughout the retirement. They are linked to a percentage charge in an external index, like the S&P, Barclays, Morgan Stanley index. There's a pile of different indexes out there. But do not directly, this is very important, do not directly participate in any stock or equity investments like variable annuities do or mutual funds do. The interest credit, if any, is based on the credit method chosen associated with underlying indexes during a certain time frame. But if the market tanks, you know what you get? You get zero. And any gains you have locked, you get, guess what you get to do? Any gains each year. It's called a reset. You lock them in. And if the market tanks, guess what you don't have to do? You know, like in 08, remember 07, part of 08 and 09, it tanked? Well, if you're in the market, you got to wait to get back to where you were before. These you don't. You start resetting at the bottom part, and you start to grow back up. So you can make a gain without even recapturing the part that you went down on. That sounds confusing, but that's why you need to call, have a conversation, set up that 15-minute confirmation call. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Here's another misconception. Annuities lock up your money so you can't have access to it. You can tell your kids or relatives that this guy sold me something, it's locked up. I got bars and chains over. I can't get my money on it. That couldn't be further than the truth. Number one, if you die, there is no surrender charges. Many of you go into a nursing home or need in-home care, they waive the surrender charges. Now, some of them say that you got to be in the nursing home or on the product for a year, maybe be in 60 or 90 days, but they have a lot of liquidity for that. And most of them allow you to take up to 10% per year or 5%. Some even have a return of the entire amount you put in. So annuities are designed to be long-term products. You're not going to put this in for your emergency money. That's why I mentioned yellow money earlier. Annuities are designed to be long-term products, anywhere from 5 to 10 years, but you have access to them. They have a lot of liquidity. Unlike a CD, where you got to wait to that window, you have 365 days, have access to it. It's important for clients to have access to other sources of liquid funds, which I mentioned earlier. Some annuities may specify a commitment period before they can access the money. Some require a year, some don't. Keep in mind, the longer a client owns an annuity, the longer you own it, folks, the more time they give the opportunity to earn credit interest. Many of today's annuities are even more flexible than those in the past. And by the way, I have some charts that can show you the past 10 years' track records. You know, maybe you're thinking 1 or 2 or 3%. All these have, some years have even had double-digit returns. Some of them have a track record of 6 or 7%. Now, that doesn't mean going forward you will. It's like anything. But some of them you have a guaranteed minimum 1% if the market tanks every year. So they're all different types, like shoes, folks. All different types. Like I said, some of these products, if you understand them, they could be a good fit. Some of them, they would not be a fit for all. It's not your personality. It's not your style. You've got other money or whatever. It doesn't matter. Remember, it's something that if you want to add that, like a bond turner, or you want a paycheck for life, a guaranteed income, it may be at least to consider to explore it and see if it makes sense. But make sure, whether it's me or someone else, they give you the pros and cons, folks. Cons. Everything has pros and cons. Another misconception, annuities are not tax efficient. Truth, in all types of annuities, earnings will compound on a tax deferral basis. Yes, you could use these for IRA. Well, why do you need it there? Well, obviously, the IRA's a shell, but that's not the reason you buy an annuity, put aside an IRA. It's usually safety, and you want to participate in an upside with no downside. So you don't have the tax efficient unless you've got some money and you implement one of our strategies. Then we can. But that's a whole different chapter. If you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call again. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So on all types of annuities, earnings will compound on a tax deferral basis until you begin to take money out. That means you have the potential to build more retirement savings than you would have been able to earn your outside that. While IRAs and 401ks also offer tax deferral contributions, made that these usually have a yearly cap. Annuities commonly have no government-imposed annual contribution limit. That's for non-qualified annuities where those qualified accounts do. So I'm not saying yay or nay. I'm just saying we have lots of tools. If you're working just with a broker, most of them don't have those in their toolbox. Some do, but a lot of them don't, and they certainly aren't allowed to give tax advice. And I bet you they're not an estate planner and showing you how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Again, if you'd like to get that book, it is written by Jack Canfield, my daughter, myself, and some other advisors throughout the country. It's called Pillars of Success. It's a hardback, over 160 pages. We'll be glad to offer you no charge. We will pay the shipping. If you'd like to get on our calendar and set up a consultation over the phone or in person, we can just have a 15-minute phone call. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. There was a bombshell today, folks, a sad bombshell. Do you see where the Supreme Court refused to hear the case about churches in Nevada of not opening, but casinos can be. And guess who the deciding vote again was? John Roberts, appointed by George Bush. He's a liberal, folks. He's a liberal. But God loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. He obviously lacks discernment. He lacks wisdom. He thinks he has wisdom. He thinks he does, but he does not have wisdom. It's lacking. But guess what? God's word and his plan will continue to go forth. They think they might have won the battle, the war, because God loves them. He wants to give them some rope. Hopefully, they will turn around and repent. That's what they need to do. Repent. Humble yourself before the Lord. He'll lift you up. That's James 4:10. GOP confirms bombshell evidence against Obama FBI agents, says Lindsey Graham. Now, unfortunately, I think John Durham, he'll probably not come out with a lot of stuff until after the election. He shouldn't be. If a person's robbing a store or stealing and committing a crime, and he's got the evidence, it should have no bearing on an election. But word that I have is probably he'll wait. But Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday, I watched part of it before I went to church, teased the release of evidence showing that FBI lied, I won't repeat what he said, to Congress regarding the reliability of the Steele dossier, which the Bureau used as part of an investigation of the Trump campaign. He said, I will tell you next week what I found. The South Carolina Republican said in an interview on Fox Sunday Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Here's what I think, he said. I'm going to be able to show to the public not only did the FBI lie to the court about the reliability, about the Steele dossier, they also lied to Congress. He said that's a separate crime. Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, released a declassified FBI memo on July 17th that further undercut the credibility of the dossier, which was written by former British spy Christopher Steele. According to the memo, a Russian analyst named Igor Danchenko told the FBI in January 2017 that he was the primary source for the Steele dossier. Danchenko worked as a contractor for Steele and provided him information in 2016 regarding Donald Trump and members of his campaign. But Danchenko, a Russian national who lives in the U.S., told the FBI that Steele embellished some of the information that ended up in the dossier. Danchenko also detailed his contacts with six associates who claimed were sources of information that he passed to Steele, a former M16 officer. Danchenko's sources didn't appear to have deep contacts inside the Kremlin, though they are portrayed that way in Steele's dossier. The Justice Department Inspector General issued a report of the FBI's handling of the dossier on December 9th. It faulted investigators for failing to disclose details of Danchenko's interview with the FBI in applications for the Foreign Intelligence Survey Act, known as FISA, warrants against former Trump aide Carter Page. Graham noted the FBI asserted that Danchenko seemed truthful in his interviews, but investigators failed to tell the FISA court that information he shared undermined the dossier's credibility. Go figure, huh? When the FBI understood the dossier was no longer reliable, they continued to use it, Graham said. Look for some indictments coming down. I hope they come before the election, but we'll have to wait and see. Probably not. He said it will be revealed next week that members of Congress requested FBI briefing in 2018 after raising suspicion about the dossier and Steele source. He said, we also found this, and this will come out next week, that Congress got suspicious about the Russian subsource and the reliability of Steele dossier, and the members of Congress asked to be briefed about it, Lindsey Graham said. Lindsey Graham also added that he has discovered notes that the FBI drafted ahead of briefing in 2018. So stay tuned. There should be a lot more information. Now, our Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine, known as Rick Levine, was a former director at Penn State University of Psychiatry and Pediatric Department. Folks, I mentioned in past shows, my undergraduate degree is at Youngstown State University in psychology. I could, of course, in abnormal psychology. I wonder if they offer that course anymore. Well, apparently, he's striking back after transphobic attacks. So are you one of those? Am I one of those? Pennsylvania's health secretary hit back Tuesday against the perpetrators and the perpetrators of transphobic attacks against her. Well, she can call her all you want, she's still a he, saying they hurt the state's LGBTQ residents. It must come to an end. Dr. Rachel Levine, a transgender woman, is leading the state's response to coronavirus pandemic, started off her daily briefing by addressing the constant stream of mockery and abuse directed toward her on social media and elsewhere. While these individuals may think that they are only expressing displeasure with me, they are in fact hurting thousands of LGBTQ Pennsylvanians who suffer directly from these current demonstrations of harassment. Well, I don't believe in the harassment, folks. And God loves everybody. You hear that? Everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. But her behavior, his behavior, is hurting many other people because she or he are condoning bad behavior. Check it out in the Bible, Romans 1, chapter 8. I've talked about this in the past. Folks, you don't condone bad behavior. Now, God still loves it. My anger issue, when I don't yell, scream, or swear, when I become sarcastic, guess what? I've crossed the line, but I'm not going to admit that you're hurting other people in the country that are sarcastic, and that's offensive. No, 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 no. That's not the case at all. So, unfortunately, all of us, are going to make an accounting. Hear that? All of us. One day, we will stand before, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that what? Jesus Christ is the God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Meaning who? Him. Either he's a lunatic, a liar, or who he says he is, the God. He stands at the door. He stands at the door. We have to do our part. He doesn't want anybody to spend eternity in hell. But there'll be two judgments. The judgment seat of Christ, known as the Bema judgment, and the great white throne judgment. The great white throne judgment is the ones who've rejected Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's people out there are compromising, saying things are okay. They profess, but they don't possess. Matthew 7 says the gate to heaven is narrow, the gate to hell is wide. I'm paraphrasing this. Two main reasons, I believe, is ignorance and pride. Ignorance and pride. There could be some other reasons. Yes, some people think to get to heaven because they're a pretty good person. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. He doesn't want any should perish. But the secret to getting to heaven is James 4:10 says you must do what? Humble yourself before the Lord. In other words, ask for repentance. If you're a transsexual, ask God to deliver you from repentance. Don't mock God. Say it's okay. Regardless of what it is, not okay. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. And then accept Jesus Christ as the God and mean it in your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. Now, you still have old nature. You could be struggling whatever you have. You got to die to self daily. You got to read the Bible. You got to be Bible study, fellowship, attending church, ministry. You never arrive, folks. You got old nature. You got new nature. But you don't say things are okay. We need to pray for our secretary, Rachel Richard Levine. Pray for her salvation. Pray for our governor. God will put certain people in certain positions, but pray for them. Pray for all people. Remember, God wants to lift up everybody. We do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. The most important decision you could possibly make is where are you going to spend eternity? Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment, folks. Now's accepted time. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1617. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. 4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold? Or we like to say buy and hope. And you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. 4963 or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network.